Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Tes Omid Aleph. And we're in the middle of Siman Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachos of Pesukah de Zimra, and we're up to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Tzorich li zoher mi lahafsik bedibur mi shiaskil bar shomar at sof shmon esrei. Person has to be very careful not to make any interruptions with talking from the time he says bar shomar all the way until the end of shmon esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav advises, and he says, the Baruch Shomer have a bracha shilifnei Pesukah deZimra. Baruch Shomer, as we've already pointed out in yesterday's shir, is the bracha that we make prior to the saying of the Pesukah deZimra. V'yishtabach have a bracha shilachra. That's the bracha concluding it, so you certainly can't talk in the middle of a bracha. And obeying Yishtabach liyotzor in between the conclusion of Yishtabach till the start of Yotzor. Also, hello, asul hafsik, a person is also not allowed to speak, as we'll learn in Siman and Dalet. And then, after you've started Yotzer Or, the brachas of Kriya Shema, until Vahala and onwards, heavy brachas Kriya Shema. Those are the brachas of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. And in the Tshuva's Mokor Baruch, he writes, Shiroi levat laminuk shitzas nogim lahasik kidei lahavi chosin lebesak nesas ben baruch shom liyotzer. He says it's improper to have a minhag where they used to bring the chosin into the shul at that time, because that's a hafsaka too. Ben koach minhag zeh yofel lechachrov, and it's not a good minhag to go after it. So if you're not allowed to do that, which had a strong basis in this minhag, you're certainly not allowed to talk or interrupt for any other reason. Therefore, the Mechaber had stated that one shouldn't talk at all from the saying of Baruch Shomer until the end of the Shmon Esrei. In Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah adds, "B'kol mokum she'osu l'hafsik," every place that we just said that you're not allowed to interrupt, "afilu b'loshon ha'kodesh osu l'daber," don't think mistakenly that you can talk in Hebrew, it's just only English or French that you're not allowed to talk. But you're not allowed to talk, and that includes even if you're speaking in Hebrew. "K'shetzorich l'hafsik," if you do have a reason that you have to interrupt, because mipnei onus, some extenuating circumstance, or the circumstances that we'll discuss in Sif Hei, where, for example, for covet for a person or out of fear for a person, you interrupt. So then, if a person did interrupt, tzorech lomar kodem shiyadaber elu psukim, before you speak, you should say the following pasuk, baruch Hashem liolam amen v'yomein, continue that, v'chulei ad v'yivaruch David. And this will function as a closing bracha to Baruch Shomar. Now then you speak, you're not interrupting in the middle of a bracha. And then when you restart the Pesukah de Zimra, v'shechozu l'haskul mimokum sheposak, now that you're going to go back to the davening, you need to have another initial bracha. So Yomer Gamkin Eilu Pesukim, say those Pesukim again, and this way the Hevi Kabo Bracha Lufneim Lachreim. And this way you'll have thwarted the interruption of the Bracha by, so to say, concluding the Bracha of Baruch Shomer with this Lashon, then talking this extenuating circumstance speech, then re-saying this Bracha, so you start off with the Bracha and continue up to Yishtabach, and in this fashion you don't have a technical Hefzik Bracha. In Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes that we said you can't interrupt for Dibur, and this includes Vafilu Baruchu Uvaroch Shemo. A person should not answer after he said Baruch Shomer, during the Pesukah de Zimra, he should not answer Baruchu Uvaroch Shemo if he hears a bracha. Asur Lomar, you're not allowed to say this. Why not? Kibin Shelo Huskru B'Gemara, because this phrase, Baruchu Uvaroch Shemo, is not mentioned in the Gemara. The issue footnote number 6 does bring down that the Vilna Gaon does say that there's at least an allusion to it, Yesh Makor B'Gemara, there is some source in the Gemara in Yuma, which says, Tanya Rebbe Omer, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hova Godel Elokeinu, is a reference to over here, that when you say Hashem's name, you have to say some sort of praise about it. So when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, then you answer Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemo, that fulfills this Pasuk. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nigros Moshe, writes, Ein Ami Rioso Chiyuv El Minog. It's not an obligation to do so, it's only a Minog, and therefore it doesn't have the weight to go and force you to interrupt during the Pesukah de Zimra, and one should in fact not answer Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemo. Many, including the Brisker lineage, do not answer Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemo ever, and this obviates a number of questions, for example, in shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah, when there would be a question of a hefsik, are you allowed to answer Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemo, or other situations like that. So in Pesukah de Zimra, we clearly posit one should not answer Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemo, and if the person normally does so, under other circumstances where it's not considered a hefsik. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Aval Omein Mutulanos, I'll call Brocha Shumeya. But in the middle of the Pesukah de Zimra, one is permitted to answer Omein to other Brochos that one hears. Afilu Be'emtza Pasuk Shepesukah de Zimra. And even if you're in the middle of a Pasuk, within a paragraph of the Pesukah de Zimra, one can answer Omein. Imhu Bimakom, the slick in Yana. But you should try at least not to do it in the middle of a sentence. Try to do it at least after like a comma in the sentence, after a clause in the sentence, rather than just interrupting absolutely the idea that you're trying to say. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the chen called birchas hodah mutar levarach. One is permitted to make a bracha thanking Hakadosh Baruch Hu. For example, kamo ashiyotza lachasiyat sracha. If the person has to go to the bathroom during the middle of the pesukah zimra, he can do so. He shouldn't talk. He shouldn't interrupt in other ways. But when he comes back from the bathroom, he washes his hands and he can say the bracha of ashiyotza in the middle of the pesukah zimra. Uchayotza bezeh or any other such similar bracha. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says v'chein la'anos modim derabbanan to answer if you're late to shul and you're saying Pesukah de Zimra and the Chazan is up to Modim and the Chazara Sashatz, you would be allowed to answer the Modim de Rabbanan that we say is part of the Chazara Sashatz. And likewise, V'chein Lanos Kriyashma im HaTzibor. If the Tzibor reaches Kriyashma, so there is a Chiyav, people may not be aware that if you walk into a shul and they're saying Kriyashma, they're accepting Ol Malchus Shemayim, the Yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon themselves, so it's improper for another person entering the shul not to also accept that yoke. And therefore, if you walk into a shul, if you're in a shul and they're saying Kriyashma, you should say Kriyashma with them, unless, of course, you can't for some other reason, it would be an interruption. And then you should just cover your eyes and make it look like you're saying Kriyashma with them. You shouldn't look like you're not agreeing with them to accept upon yourself the yoke of Shemayim. So here, you are allowed in the middle of the Pesukah of the Zimra to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and according to most poskim, you can add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam V'Ed as well. And this is in fact brought down in Dirshu footnote number 11, where he brings down the name of the Shevet HaLevi and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that Baruch Shem is considered part of the Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael, and is part of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, the accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore one can say it. However, he does point out in this footnote that in the Korbanos section, where we say the Shema, which we talked about in a previous year, there the Tzibor is not really accepting upon itself Ol Malchus Shemayim. And even though they're saying Shema, if you're there in the shul at the time that the Tzibor is in the Korbanos section of the davening and they say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're not obligated. You're, of course, allowed to if there's no hefsek in where you are, but you're not obligated to say it along with them. I didn't really finish reading the Mishnah Berurah on this, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah had said, that you answer Kriyashma, Shetzar Shiyikra Imoim, Pasuk Rishon, Kore, that the obligation to read that Pasuk Rishon, which we now have explained, also includes Baruch Shem Kvod, according to many poskim. One is permitted to do that in the middle of the Pasuk of Zimra. And likewise, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikol Shekein, the Mutal Hafsik, and certainly you can be Mafsa to answer to Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruchu. There are a number of important additional statements made in the Dirshu footnotes. In the issue footnote number 6, he brings down that you would not be allowed to enter Brichu as part of the Kaddish during the Emtz of the Pesukah de Zimra, that's also not mentioned in the Gemara, and would have the same status as Baruch Hu Roch Shemo. In the issue footnote number 7, he asks an interesting question. What happens if you hear a bracha from somebody who's not a chazan? He's not davening for the tzibur. Are you obligated to answer to that bracha? So he brings down also from the Shevet HaLevi, Shem'enu lo meidu mispalo, chayv lanos amin. If you're not doing something else that is very worthwhile, such as learning, or davening yourself, then you can answer Amen to the other person's bracha. However, if that answering of Amen will cause you to mess up your learning or to mess up your davening, then you're not chayv to answer Amen to that bracha. This is something, for example, that everybody must know when they're davening at the Kotel, and there may be 15 minyanim going on, and you're trying to concentrate on your minyan, and all the minyanim around you are saying all aspects of the davening that you would normally respond Amen, Yeheshmei Rabba, Baruch Hu, anything like that, so you're not mechuyev to answer any of those tefillos, especially if it's a place where you're going to be hefsek, making a hefsek, but even if it's not a hefsek, but it's just going to disturb your davening, you would be technically allowed to answer Amen, for example. You're in the middle of the Pesukah Zimra, you could answer Amen, as we just learned. However, if it's going to disturb your davening, it's not your minion, that's an aside minion, you wouldn't have to answer Amen. In the Yishuv footnote number 8, he brings down, what about the bracha on thunder? So if you're in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, can you answer that? So he brings down the Chayyadim, who says, that you would be allowed to make the bracha on thunder, Shekochu Gurasa Mali Olam, because that bracha, if you don't make it immediately, it's too late to make it after Toch Kidei Dibur. After the 2 seconds or so that it takes a person to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori, if you don't answer after you hear the thunder, immediately saying the bracha of Shekochu Gvorasa Mali Olam, so then it's too late beyond that point in time and you've lost that bracha. On Rosh Chodesh, if a person is coming late to shul, unfortunately, and he's in the Pesukah de Zimra, and the Tzibur is up to saying Halel, so he can actually say the Halel along with them, because that can be included in the bracha of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, and these are additional praises to Hashem, and this is very similar to the additional pismonim that we say on Shabbos morning. It's not considered a hefsek. However, this really only applies to Rosh Chodesh, because on the other days, you're going to miss out technically saying the bracha that you say at the beginning of Halal and at the end of Halal. You might ask, we always say a bracha even on Rosh Chodesh at the beginning and end of Hallel. However, that bracha that we make on Rosh Chodesh is really brought down as a minhag. So if you didn't say that, you're not really losing out the saying of the bracha, and Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach can function over there as the brachas for Hallel, and it's not considered a hefsek because these are additional praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which can be said in the Pesukah du Zimra. The issue footnote number 10 points out that we are allowed to say the entire modem, the Rabbanon, in the middle of the Pesukah de Zimra, but that halacha would be different in the middle of the brachos of Kriyashma. There are other differences in these dina between the Pesukah de Zimra and the brachos of Kriyashma, as we'll learn, but here he points out that in the brachos of Kriyashma, if you were to hear modem, you'd only allowed to say modem anachnu loch, and you wouldn't be allowed to finish off the rest of the modem, the Rabbanon. Also, we said that you're allowed to answer to Kiddusha. So in Dirshu footnote number 13, he brings down, in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, this is also includes answering Yimloch Hashem Yolam Elokai Tzion Dovador Haluyah. But it does not include Nikadesh, the first paragraph. So of course, you can say Kadosh Kadosh, you can say Bruch Kivod Hashem Imkomo, and he says you can also say Yimloch, but you can't say the paragraph of Nikadesh along with them during the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. Indeed, whether you can say Yimloch is a machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah later on will say you can't, the Aruch HaShulchan will say that you can. Also brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that a person would be allowed to say all the additional parts of the Kedusha that we see on Shabbos if he's in the middle of the Pesukah de Zimra and he hears the additional sections of the Kedusha that we say specifically on Shabbos, so those could be also recited during the Pesukah de Zimra. In Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah said until the end of Shemoneh Esrei, and he adds, on days that we say Tachnun, Kiyesh, Nefilas, Apayim, Lo Yidaber, Achar, Nefilas, Apayim, brings down that this prohibition to talk extends all the way beyond even the Shemoneh Esrei. It goes through Tachnun. The connection of Tachnun and Shemoneh Esrei is something very, very important. There should be no interruption between them. And we look forward to learning these dinim be'iyun when we reach the appropriate time in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah then adds, and he says, V'afilu l'tzorech mitzvah, in the middle of Pesukah Zimri, even if it's a tzorech mitzvah, ein l'daber, one should not talk, bein baruch sh'amar l'yishtabach, one shouldn't interrupt to do a mitzvah during that period of time. What do we mean by this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud writes, Pashut im misyari sh'avos man kriyashma, if it's a mitzvah that you'll lose by not saying it now, such as you're missing out on zman kriyashma, you're saying Pesukah Zimri now will mean that your shma, which comes afterwards, will be too late. It will be after the zman of kriyashma. So certainly, kodem sh'yagia l'krosa b'seder ha'tfila, v'shochach l'yamar kodem baruch sh'amar mutal l'hafsik l'krosa. So if for whatever the reason you didn't say it earlier as you should have in the Korbanos section, or you thought that you have time to make it, and now the Chazan is taking a lot longer to finish off the Pesukah de Zimra, and you realize you're going to miss the Man Kriyashma, so then you can say Kriyashma during the Pesukah de Zimra. So that's not what the Ramah is talking about. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, the person forgot to say Birchas HaTorah before the Tefillah. Now he realizes in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, oh, I didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Also, Mutalo Levarach B'Yamsa Pesukah de Zimra. He also can interrupt in the middle of the Pesukah de Zimra. And even so much so, V'lomar Achakach Pesukah Manogim. He can even say the Birchas HaTorah that we normally say, as we mentioned, when we're learning the halachas of Birchas HaTorah, that you can say the Birchas Kohanim that we normally say afterwards, Recha, Hashem, Yishem Recha, etc., etc. One can even interrupt in the Pesukah of Zimra to say those Pesukim after he said Birchas HaTorah, so you have Liman HaTorah right after the Birchas HaTorah. And the reason for this is the Yesh Omrim, the Asur Lomar, Afil Pesukah of Zimra, called Birchas HaTorah, because you can't say the Pesukah of Zimra before you say Birchas HaTorah, according to some poskim. So you certainly are allowed to interrupt the Pesukah of Zimra to say Birchas HaTorah. So these things are excluded from the prohibition that the Ramah had said that you shouldn't do in a mitzvah in between Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says one shouldn't get an aliyah during that time. He came late to shul, they're already up to laning, he's in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, don't give that person an aliyah. Ein likros l'sefer Torah l'chatrila, mishomid b'emtza Pesukah de Zimra. He shouldn't do this while he's saying the Pesukah de Zimra, unless there's no alternative. And the same would be if he was the only Baal Koreh, he would be allowed to be the Baal Koreh as well. The only times you should do this, Rach l'Kohen, im ein shom Kohen acher, if he's the only Kohen, there's no other Kohen, so you wouldn't bypass him and give the Aliyah to Yisrael. Well, likewise, v'chein l'Levi, im ein shom Elohu, if he's the only Levi there, we wouldn't bypass him and let somebody else have the Aliyah. For Rashai Likros, Balach HaShem HaKori, when he does get the Aliyah, he can read the part that's being laned, as is the Halacha. The person who gets the Aliyah should read along silently with the Baal Koreh, so he's allowed to do that over here too, even though he's in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. However, Achlu Yafsik Loma Lechazen Lasos Mishaberach, but he shouldn't ask the Chazen now to make a Mishaberach afterwards. That's excessive talking. However, if the Chazen started to make a Mishaberach for him, Veshochach Shmo Veshalom, the Chazen forgets his name, says, what's your name? So then Mutu Lashivo Bnei Akovo. He would be allowed to answer him because it would be a slap in the face of the Gabbai that the person's not talking to him, not answering him, and therefore, Al Kovod Abrios over here, he would be allowed to go and give the person the name, even though this is technically an interruption in the Pesukim Zimra. If he's at the end of a paragraph of Pesukim Zimra and he could finish off that paragraph without being a tircha for the tzibura, and therefore he would not be interrupting as bad or as improperly as if he's in the end of a paragraph, yasikain, he should better to finish off the sentence, finish off the paragraph that he was saying, if it won't be a tircha the tzibura. However, avam tzorach lezeh l'shehus, if they would cause a tircha d'sibura, because it takes him a while to get to the end of the paragraph and everybody's waiting, lo yishe. He shouldn't do that, v'mnei tzorach ha-tzibur. This is brought down in the Shagas Aryeh, that the tircha and the tzibur, making the tzibur wait for you, is a very, very big avla, and therefore don't do that in this situation. Better that you should actually talk in a less ideal place of psukha d'zimra than cause the tzibur to wait. Furthermore, also lomar, Pasuk Miyamalak Vuras Hashem Begomer, Achar Baruch Shomer Kodem Hodu, people had the custom to say this, so we don't say this because that's an interruption. And likewise, Racha Kolosam Mizror, Miyesh Nogim Logo, however, some do have the custom to say it at the conclusion of all of the paragraphs of Psukkah de Zimra, and he says that is acceptable. Furthermore, Yesh Nogim Logo Kaddish Kodem Baruch Shomer, Miyesh Nogim Logo Kodem Hodu. Different customs is to, before we say Baruch Shomer Ashkenazim, for example, after Mizmor Shir, Chanukasa by Tzadavid, we say Kaddish, others say it before Hodu, each place should follow his custom. In Sivkot Nidal, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Li Yishtabach, that you're not allowed to interrupt from Baruch Shomer to Yishtabach, Avo Ben Yishtabach, Li Yotzor, Le Dvar Mitzvah. However, this that the Ramah said you can't interrupt between Psukkah de Zimmer for Dvar Mitzvah, that may not be true in between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, or Baruch Hu and the start of Yotzor, and that we'll learn in Simen Nun Dalet. Siv Hey. Bein ha-mizmor me'elu, in the Psukkah de Zimra, one is permitted, shoel, b'pnei ha-kavod u'meshiv shalom chalodom. If you're in between the paragraphs of the Psukkah de Zimra, one can wish somebody who you have to respect, shalom aleichem, and you can respond to any person who comes up to you and says shalom aleichem to you, or gives you a greeting of some sort. However, u'be'emza ha-mizmor, in the middle of one of the paragraphs, you'd only be allowed to shoel m'pnei ha-yira, only ask somebody who you're afraid that they'll harm you or hurt you, or you have some concerned that they'll do something to you, but you could respond to anybody else covered. As the Mishnah Berurah will state, this is a halacha that we're not really knowing to do today because everybody knows that we don't interrupt during our davening to give shalom to somebody, so therefore this halacha is no longer really observed. We don't interrupt for anybody. The Berurah explains in the time of the Gemara, this was talking about a person who you have to respect, and in Sivkot Nid Beis, he goes through some other details about exactly where you should stop for such a person, better to finish the paragraph. But he concludes, Shayom, Shayin Anu Regilim Lishol B'Sholom B'Beis HaKnesses B'Beis HaTvila Cholila Lishol Lo LaHoshiv. Today we don't do this, and one should not do this. Not Dein HaProkim of Kriya Shema Lo B'Tzukah D'Zimra. In no place in the davening where these dinim were brought down that you could in the times of the Gemara interrupt, Amen, if today is not interrupted at all. Similar ideas are brought down in Sivkot Nid Gimel, Ayin Shom. This will conclude today's shir.